We are joined by Michelle, the host with the most, and it's the firing line 2 days early, and you have some announcements. Michelle, go ahead.
It is. Hello. Fun to be here on a Wednesday and repeat it on Friday. So this November 16th is the firing line, and it'll also be repeated on November the 18th.
It's also going to be repeated on Tuesday the 22nd, too. I already have it in the schedule sent over to our board op, Dan.
Because we won't be making it back until quite
late. It'll be after one. Well, we get back, but we don't want to be scrambling to try to get back here for the show.
Well, if we might show up. We might come up for a little bit. We'll see what we do.
If we get in early.
We're just going to take the whole long weekend off before Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving is going to be busy for us, because we're going to actually be doing the firing line on Friday.
Day after Thanksgiving.
The day after Thanksgiving.
Sure.
And we're actually going to be here to answer the phones and everything because, why? Why, Bill?
Well, it's a big sale.
The sale is
back. Seven for heaven.
My goodness. We haven't had a sale in 3 months, and my goodness, I realize people ask, when's the sale? When's the sale?
Yeah, usually it's 2 months, and this time it's three. It's a big one before
Christmas.
It's
the biggie of the year, of course, because it's Thanksgiving, and we give thanks to God for everything we have and even for things we don't have.
Yeah.
So it's going to start at midnight on Tuesday night, the 22nd, which is going to be 12:01 Wednesday, November the 23rd. That's when the sale starts. It's a Seven for Heaven, invented by Dr. Daddy B. Bill over here. And the Seven for Heaven sale is the 7% off. Even the big deal with those is the three packs, the sale price.
It's on top of previous sales.
It's on top of the previous sale.
Yeah, so in other words, if you've got a three or six pack,
that's already on sale.
It's already on sale. You get it on top of that sale price. Yeah.
And free shipping on everything. No matter how small or how big.
Yeah.
Which is crazy for us to do.
That's only supplements, though. It's not equipment. It's just the equipment we already have sales, like, for example, 25% off on the QRMA and the Metapathia.
Yeah, but you can also buy bigger sales. Actually, let me say, there's bigger sales on the QRMA and the Metapathia, and also on our Nutru Silver. That will be at 15% off and free shipping, which is great.
You have that on all the time now.
I do know.
I want to mention there's something that we're doing in terms of our transdermal hormones. We now have a new supplier for our DHEA, our pregnenolone, and we're bringing on testosterone, and we still have the progesterone, which is we call femgesterone. Those are very important. A lot of people don't realize by their mid-30s, if you don't take hormones, your hormone deficiency is going to cause disease, obesity, decreased bone density, decreased muscle mass, and it will cause premature heart disease and cognitive loss. DHEA, for example, in males will reduce heart disease dramatically.
What I like is that it's in a cream.
Right.
So Bill has me just taking a little bit, probably less than he thinks, of DHEA, pregnenolone.
Right, and femgesterone.
And the femgesterone, which,
right.
Just a little bit, and just a teeny bit, and I just put it right on my, as Bill says, your tummy. I don't know why.
Well, you put
like
it on
all little
thinner
kids.
Skin,
tummy,
upper abdomen, and chest.
And what's this called?
Up here is upper abdomen.
And what's this?
That is the...
What is that?
I don't know.
Tummy. You're about to say tummy, right?
Yeah.
You still say tummy, even though, you know, we're a little bit old for that, but that's a doctor thing, isn't it?
It is, or it's because you have grandkids.
like
Matilda is a year and a half old now, and Henry is six.
So back to the sale. This is a great opportunity for everyone. Some people say it's economically stupid of me to have a sale, or of us to have a sale, and have free shipping on everything on the entire.
Yeah, rather than being selective.
We've been doing this for a while, and we're surviving, and God is good to us, and He's good to you too, the listeners, the customers. So let's enjoy it while it lasts.
We can still do it, like, for example, I provided in the last 2 days probably over 30 consultation email reports to people with very complex conditions, from pre-cardiac surgery to melanoma to all kinds of conditions. And those will be posted up on our wellness conditions for our special customers that regularly order and are recent. And they have to go to the gatekeeper, Michelle. Nobody can buy their way in. It has to go through you to get access to the special codes.
Yeah, all you have to do is email. Just drop me an email and I'll give it to you.
I'm starting to make wellness condition videos that'll be on pay-per-view over in Vimeo. So anybody can watch those. I'm also going to make professional ones for doctors. It'll also be on pay-per-view.
I spoke with Ken, dear friend Ken from Georgia, Bill, a couple days ago, and he heard you talking about copper. And I think I don't know if you had Ron Patterson from Lumen Photon or his wife.
Maybe Pam.
Anyways, he thought that he heard her or you say that if you're low in copper, the Lumen Photon won't work as well. Is that what he heard?
If you're low in specific minerals, yeah. So the way that any of these entraining energy things work, whether it's the Lumen Photon or the micropulse or the new matrix pulse for pain, is when you raise the energy of the tissues, you have to have the minerals present because they're absorbed across the ion channels by active energy, and the technology develops that energy. And if you don't have the minerals present, you can't turn on the genes.
Yeah, the minerals, as you talked about this last week, how important it is. I take my Minerals Plus every morning, Bill.
Right, and you want to take Vitamin Mineral Max, too. And you also
I take Life Support.
Well, it's going to be in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the most important thing is they're albion chelate, so they're not just passive ion transport. The albion chelate is the most advanced technology for transporting them in. We're working on some other technologies, too, that are going to help. Our NDMEs, of course, is very good. Usual size person, 65 to 75 kilos, 5 drops morning and night. And if you're a really big person, maybe you can take a little more than that. Mm-hmm. But that'll chaperone the minerals into your tissues. And we're working on other technology, which we've mentioned in other times in the show, dealing with entraining tissues. For example, you can see behind me a little antenna over here.
What is that? I've never saw that. Is that new?
I managed. It's under $100 to get the whole little system together. And you can actually do an MP3.
What
of
is
our,
that?
It's an you can take an MP3 of the harmonic resonance of the ion channel atomic weight. For example, I'll show you this chart here. They can't see it, but you can.
What?
And those are the actual resonant frequencies in hertz of all the major minor minerals in your body. And so what you do is you can actually put those frequencies through and they'll actually open up the channels. But if you don't have the minerals present, they're not going anywhere. So if you don't take the right supplements...
So what is that thing? Another machine that you have. Here I find out on the air, right? Bill tells me this sneaky because the first thing I'd say is how much does it cost?
It's under $100.
And
it's under $100.
Where did you get it?
I got it from Less EMF. I had to put the components together. It's a little preamp. And it just puts the frequency through. You can actually use microcurrents. So if you're around
a
joint...
It's not turned on now, is it?
No. What you do is when you plug it in, if you want to do a microcurrent across the joint, it'll actually open up the ion resonance across the fingers.
Oops, there goes Bill's Skype.
Yeah, no, that's Jonathan Gray trying to call me here in the third hour.
Jonathan Gray? Oh, he's usually on now, is he?
No.
Did you want him to join us?
Not really, because he's going to talk about completely different topics. Well, he's supposed to be there on another day. It won't be today. It'll be another time.
I find him so interesting. I wouldn't mind. He'd be one person I'd let join us.
Do you want him to come on at the bottom of the hour?
Yeah, and I can go if you like, because I remember I have a hair appointment and nails, too.
Oh, no.
Yeah? Getting ready for our little time together.
Oh, right? Yeah. If it wasn't for the social organizing, I'm a workaholic. I was up early this morning.
You will work the whole time we're away, too.
No, not totally, no. I'm going to always take time off. I work 7 days a week, and I relax 7 days a week. And actually, I don't believe I've worked in ages. Yeah.
So, what about, Bill, you listening to me, or are you typing Jonathan right now? Jonathan.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I bet you everybody out there is listening to me, aren't you?
Yeah.
Bill never listens, but you guys always
do. I can listen. I can do a split brain. I can do multiple things at the same time.
Okay, well, Richard Bill from Texas, you know who I mean, Richard?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
He was he's 59, he has a praise report, Bill. I guess he's just awesome because, you know, he's been in our products like for about 7 years, right? And he's playing basketball still, and his joints feel great, but he finds that his buddies that are in their 50s playing with him.
Yeah.
Get sore and cramped and
Which of our supplements is he taking?
Oh my gosh, Bill! He takes a lot because this is Richard. You know, I mean, I don't want to.
Yeah, I know, I know. Yeah,
week.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
yeah. He orders every week.
Right.
So he's on a lot of good stuff. Oh, you wanted to go over what he's on?
No, I don't need to. I've gone over a lot of things just recently in terms of joint health. You know, usually they're taking things like Inflamax and Collagen Max and Tendon Bender and Joint Performance.
One thing I can tell you for sure he has is the new True Silver.
Oh, yeah, that's amazing stuff.
He has that because he just
that technology, by the way, nobody on Earth has my technology. It's the only one. It's based on very top level previous technology, but there's a new advancement I've added to it.
But listen to this. Him and his wife has two chihuahuas. And I guess they get dry, something wrong with their eyes.
Right. Infection.
Yeah. So,
and this will stop it.
Yeah. And it does right away.
Yeah, stop it immediately. And you only need one little spray. You don't need to use very much. Like, and you're done.
Dear Dorothy, Dorothy from Tennessee, you know who I'm talking about again,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
She has a problem, Bill, and her feet are turning gray from time to time during the day. I said, well, when? And she goes, well, first thing in the morning, especially, they're gray.
Yeah, well, the gray just means she's getting vasospasm of her blood vessels.
There's times they're not gray.
Well, that's where she's got enough pink blood flow. It means she's decreased capillary blood flow and nitric oxide. So you want to take Cardiovasc and Supernox.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd recommend she get some nitrates, like, you know, beet juice is really good for nitrates. She can get the powder, just get the beet juice in the grocery store. But I think recommend that she get to, that she take Supernox and Cardiovasc to open up her vessels, and then she heal her vessel wall. She needs to take VenaA and Ultrathiamin B1 because of capillary health. And if you want to stop the things that cause vasospasm, it's Gamma E Plus, which is the gamma tocopherols.
Why would they look gray? Is it like
vasospasm? They're not producing nitric oxide. Your capillary vessel.
Does nitric oxide give your blood color?
It opens up your vessels, your capillaries.
Okay. What gives your blood color?
It's just flow. If there's no flow there, your skin's going to look gray.
Oh.
You're shunting of the blood to the deeper tissues.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right. So did you go text or try to?
Yeah, I already contacted them. I already done it.
For when
I'm
is
zippy.
That? At the bottom of the
bottom
hour?
Bottom of the hour, yeah.
Oh, so I should hurry up and get myself out of here by the bottom of the hour.
You could, yeah.
This is so interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I've got, gee. All righty. I was going to go over things that are already on sale now, but that's just going to waste time. So just go to NutriMedical.com and look on the front page, and you will see that we have, Bill, stop looking at the computer. Look, at the front page, you'll see that we have lots of products on sale, like the NutriSilver, NutriDefense, etc.
Do you want me to go over those
shipping.
Briefly?
No, I'm going to start reading. No.
Okay, go ahead.
Sergio from Salinas, California. Hello, I would like to know if the protocol for gallstones goes on special for Thanksgiving.
I went over that gallstone protocol a moment ago.
That's done then.
Yeah.
Next is Kevin.
Well, we had a monologue last hour, and that's one of the protocols that went over, yeah.
Kevin from upstate New York. I have so much concern about open heart surgery.
I went over his protocol, too.
Today?
That half hour, because Mount Red Velvet couldn't make it, and I moved the people from mild hyperbaric oxygen with Bruce McKeeman up. And I went over the protocol. He's going to go through heart surgery because of hypertrophic cardiomyopathy.
He doesn't want to get post-perfusion syndrome.
It's called balloon brain syndrome.
Says it can change his life, his mood, his personality.
Right,
and
the reason is
his marriage.
The reason is they don't use a proper filter for the blood when they put through the ECMO machine.
Uh-huh.
And there's microemboli that cause microinfarcts in the brain. They also cause what's called a post-perfusion increase in peroxynitrate and hydroperoxy radical by upregulating the glial cells to produce these free radicals. And if you take my protocol, which I went over, you don't get balloon brain syndrome.
We need to answer his email directly.
I already did, and I talked to him twice.
Did you?
Yeah, I left a message last night and earlier this morning.
How did you do that? His email's November 15th.
I did that early this morning.
That's yesterday.
No, yesterday was 15th. I answered it late last night right after supper.
Wow.
And then I was up this morning at 5 and I actually answered him, left a message again, and emailed me back. He got it. Because his surgery is the day after tomorrow.
Very good.
Yeah, or not the day after, it's tomorrow, because he's getting open heart surgery. And I told him you need to order right away. So as soon as you get it post-op, you want to start that and get a hyperbaric chamber, because it'll stop balloon brain syndrome.
Well, his email talks about God and blessings, and that is a blessing, Bill, that you got back to him so quickly. But so you can actually have a personality change from getting, what kind of surgery is it again?
Anytime you go on an ECMO machine, a child with heart-lung bypass surgery for childhood surgery like Kelsey had.
What's that word, septal what?
It's basically getting a septal myectomy. Because what happens is the heart hypertrophies, it blocks the flow track of the aorta. So you have to do a septomyomectomy to prevent it blocking the aortic flow because the muscle is enlarging in size. And so they're doing a surgery. It's a relatively minor surgery, but they got to put a person on a heart-lung bypass. Mm-hmm. And then the microemboli can cause your brain to get inflamed and swell. And it can also screw up your cognitive function. You can get post-surgical increase in free radicals and patchy dysmyelination. Mm-hmm. Personality changes, and it can sometimes result in divorce or depression, etc. So it does lots of things. But, it's again...
You've got a good protocol for
that. I have hundreds of health conditions that I can treat that no one else can treat. They can reverse it naturally with a combination of mild hyperbaric oxygen, and you have to take our supplements. If you don't take the right supplements with a hyperbaric, it won't work.
Marco sent from his iPhone. Hi, I have bulging veins on the inside of my right leg. I have no pain or discomfort. The moment I get off my feet, veins completely subside. As a note, on my background, I used to be a professional tennis player. Yeah, I've got
to
recognize.
Yeah, I talked to him, actually. He had a trauma to the vessel, so he got what's
going on. Well, you're just talking to everybody.
Yeah, what it is he had a traumatic damage to his vessel, so he lost the valve. Every so many centimeters, 4 to 6 centimeters, mm-hmm. you have a little valve that prevents the column of blood to be enlarged in your leg. Mm-hmm. And it's not like a regular varicosity where the vessels just get weak. It's a post-traumatic varicosity. And so he doesn't have another veins in his leg. So vein away. And the ellagic acid will heal it, along with taking omega fatty acids like omega supreme krill and omega pro, which is our new super micellized form of omega that nobody else in the world has.
Jacob?
So that'll heal his vessel wall and prevent it from expanding or getting bigger, because it can get bigger and ugly. If it gets too big, you'll have to have surgery to surgically remove it.
So I wonder if I should be copying you on all these emails.
No, I know them all.
Like
I got
you're way ahead of me.
I'm like Mike Ross from the Suits. I got a photographic memory.
Oh, you always talk about a show we're watching.
Yeah.
Yes, I know. All you guys out there know we have no life. No, we don't have any life beyond Nutramedicals, except for watching a TV series, right?
Yeah, well,
we
I was
started,
up
there was The Wire. There was there's Game of Thrones. Still,
I like it because
Suits.
I took that course at Stony Brook Medical Center and ABIMI in law. And, of course, I like our course. I have Fred Graves on all the time in our jurisdiction because the law is really interesting. It's not like medicine. It's very much almost like science and physics and chemistry. It's very logical, the law. And I like that. So it's a really cool show, corporate lawyers in New York City and corporate investment bankers.
It's pretty nasty, actually.
The world is nasty. That's why I steer people through the nastiness of healthcare so they don't die or get morbidity complications from dealing with stupid and nasty doctors.
Oh, I just went for a walk this morning. Did you know I wasn't there when you got up because I was already doing my hike with Lori and her mom?
Oh, no, I was up at that time. In fact,
She was telling me about praying, you know, that all the people around here that were praying for Trump to get in.
Oh, yeah.
And the big, and I guess up in Pennsylvania. It was even Catholic. I shouldn't say.
Well, actually,
I Catholics. I didn't mean that. But they were.
Well, I added two letters to his name.
Oh yeah. Oh God! Don't even tell me.
No.
Don't tell me without it's running
his name.
It by
his name is Donald Trumpet, the last Trumpet.
Trumpet.
Yeah, you like that. Hey?
That is cute, actually. Jacob, in an email, hello, Nutramedical. My wife and I are extremely sensitive to EMF radiation from smart meters. We live in a trailer park, and there is one right behind our master bedroom. Oh, what products do you suggest we get? We heard the radio show, and we're interested in your products. I have pulmonary fibrosis on my lung also that destroys
I went over that as well in the last half hour. You take Inflamax and Seroflozyme.
You know, good thing I'm on Fridays and I have questions you don't know.
I know everything, actually. I sometimes don't interrupt.
I know everything. Oh.
I do, actually. But okay. Pulmonary fibrosis.
You know everything? I'll wait till this next Friday that I'm on. You think you know everything.
Well, you just hide it from me. You'll hide it.
You don't know where I was this morning. You don't know everything.
No, I did. In fact, I was up at the time when you headed on and I made the bed.
Anyway. Made the bed.
Hey, while you're walking around.
You made the bed.
And I was watching Fox News, too, by the way.
Did you tuck it in nice and tight on the corners?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Firstly, he needs to take things. Please don't take products from other people. They don't know what they're doing. You want to take Seroflozyme, Seropeptase, and Inflamex. You want to reduce the cytokines and the free radicals.
Mm-hmm.
Cell detox, glutathione, very important. Gamma A+, CoQ10, ubiquinol for the lung tissue, right? And you want to be taking Cell Defense Plus to reduce the cytokines in the tissue, reduce the inflammatory cell and changes in the tissues.
The smart meter, right?
Smart meters, Cognition Plus, Brain Power. And you can go to Less EMF.
Should we get rid of the smart meter?
Yes, get rid of it. But if you can't, you can put a barrier paint and or a blocking material on the wall.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest. And I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Welcome back, and Michelle, you have a couple more questions. We have about 4 or 5 more minutes. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to have Jonathan Gray join us.
I know.
Yeah. He's always interesting. Yeah.
My favorite. Glenn, in an email, thanks for the outstanding show. The guests are great. Cheers to your son. He's switched on. Matthew is pretty special.
Yeah, oh, yeah. One of his best wishes. Things was a week before last. Mm-hmm. It was a full hour talking about Persephone and Hades. And, of course, Persephone is the modern archetype of the Whore of Babylon, which is our defeated candidate, the Hildebeest, which was slain by the dragon slayer, the Donald Trumpet, I call him.
Okay, and he goes on to say, best wishes, Mr. Trump will help us. What a bonus. God bless you, sir, and the family and fine guests.
That's we need to pray for him, number one. He surrounds himself with good allies and surrogates, and he stays on track and prays with and for America to do God's will on. Again,
well,
remember,
you know, Lois is a prayer warrior. She's praying all the time. She's
your life should be prayer. Your day should be prayer. Your heartbeat should be prayer.
Okay. Oh, I'm trying to pick the best questions here, Bill. I've got quite a few. This one is Maureen from Oregon, Bill. She tripped. Remember she had that eyelid surgery?
Right.
Well, she fell on the stairwell. She makes a joke. Someday it sucks to be a blonde. Oh, don't worry, blondes.
Go ahead.
Blondes are smarter than
I remember seeing Maureen's email, so if you get to the quarter show, I'll tell you what to do.
if I get to what, where she says that she has a fractured, her right foot is fractured in the first metatarsal area.
Right. First off, she's got a fracture, it means she's osteopenic. The best way to tell if your bones are being destroyed is to measure urine for deoxypyridinium and pyridinylene collagen subunits. You can do it a test mm-hmm. through directlabs.com, or the QRMA will show you that too, if you have a QRMA machine. What she needs to take is bone generator, 3 to 6 capsules a half hour to 45 minutes after your two largest meals, micelle D3, myco D2, full vitamin K2, and collagen max, and the Her Majesty's Royal Jelly for pro-collagen. And then the best exercise is VibraSlim. Yes, you need to get it elevated, but you can also use technology like Lumen Photon or MicroPulse to stimulate healing. Her bones basically are osteopenic, so that's mm-hmm. a warning sign. That means her spine or her hips are at risk of a compression fracture or surgical fracture.
She needs to take that magic trio, the Collagen Max, Bone Generator, or Micelle D3.
That's the core. You can add the other things, but that's the core.
That's the core. Rav in an email. Hi, Dr. Deagle. First of all, hooray, victory for Trump. Have a party, Bill.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, it's not. We talked about that with Harley from Berlin. It's not just happening in America. This revolt against globalism and the satanic elite is all over the world. Now there's a bunch of elections across Europe, and they're all going to be similar
Start
to...
with Brexit.
Well, Brexit started it, mm-hmm. and America followed up. That was just a referendum. This is a full election. But the full elections are going to follow in Europe, and they're all rejecting the globalist elite, which want to reduce world population, destroy the environment, destroy the economy.
Promote abortion.
And promote abortion and all the evil garbage.
He says, I have a question to ask about my skin on the back of my thigh. I have taken a photo.
I had a look at it, and I gave him his
you
protocol.
You already saw this one, too?
Yeah, he's got inflammatory.
Are you trying to get everything done before we go away?
Yeah, I did.
And you are amazing, Bill, because I gave you a gazillion of these.
I know. He had inflammatory folliculitis.
But listen, he says, I have had this chicken skin bumpy and marks a couple of years now. I've noticed it's getting worse. Okay, go ahead. You already know.
What it needs to put on there is NutriSilver four times mm-hmm. a day, and afterward put on curcumin. And pregnant alone, and it'll gradually go away over the next, to say, 1 to 2 months.
What's this one, Bill, about Saruta? This is from Chris in an email. I bought this stuff called that because of some bovine adrenal extract.
Forget it. I don't even want to mention the name.
I know.
Don't ask me about other products that are garbage from other people. I will tell you what protocol and what was
I'll
the health
condition. I'll give you this one. This one yet.
Yeah, I did. And what was the health condition he had there?
I think it says I have chronic back, joint, and neck pain.
Right.
And I've been trying to self-diagnose it for years, but there you go. That's what
right.
he's doing.
Right. If I remember correctly, he was sleeping doing artist work while laying in a bed, which means you're going to get abnormal alignment of your spine. What I recommend, number one, is to get an Inflamax, mm-hmm. Collagen Max, Tendon Bender, Joint Performance, and deep tissue massage exercises like with TheraBands and mild weights with VibraSlim and deep tissue massage therapy to break up any adhesions. He may need a force plate analysis with a podiatrist to see if his heel strike roll drive off is proper and gravity to fire shoes to reduce the shearing force up his legs.
Tracy, in an email, Dr. Bill, I love listening to your show. It's so informative, and I'm learning a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. I was just wondering if there's something my friend's 2-year-old daughter could take to help her sleep. The child has trouble with sleeping patterns, and she can sleep all night for a week, although not that often, and that keeps her parents up.
Well, what I would do, I'd recommend Calm Mind Brain Mag. If that doesn't work by itself, and you can make it up as a little drink for her before she goes to bed, but also during the day to start winding her down in the afternoon.
And what dosage for a 2-year-old?
2-year-old, probably about half a scoop of each. Supper time and bedtime, double it up to a full scoop. And that'll usually settle her down.
Oh, my goodness. Everybody's gone. God bless you. We love you. See you later. I'm Muddy.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com. and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report.
And when you're out there without care, yeah.
And we have Jonathan Gray here. And actually, what's neat about this, Jonathan, is that it'll be rebroadcast two more times. It'll be rebroadcast on Friday and again on Tuesday because we're away for 6 days, starting tomorrow right through, and we'll be around every day right through the holidays, right through to January after that. So Jonathan, one of the things that's really important that we realize we need to do continuous prayer for Trump and Pence, because like leaders like the ancient Israelites, when the Israelites celebrated the tallest, probably most handsome, most we would call it kingly leader, which at the time the Israelites elected, which was Saul, and of course Saul eventually committed suicide, falling on his own sword with his swordsman, because he had fallen from grace from God. He didn't listen to Samuel, and as a result, he ended up falling from grace. it's important that we pray that, that Trump surrounds himself with the right kinds of leaders, because I consider Trump a we call a baby Christian, or a my, and he's a good businessman and a deal maker, but if he isn't in constant prayer, and if we don't surround him with the right kinds of people, he's going to do things that are going to be catastrophic. And people need to be aware of that. There's a lot of excitement right now that we may be able to round the corner in terms of the American economy, but people need to be aware that without constantly seeking God's face in both good and bad times, we're going to fall to evil, aren't we?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. So, it's so inevitable.
What kind of, we are so post-Brexit, which is British leaving with their referendum. We're now post-election, and everybody is seeing the rearrangement of the candidates. A couple of people I'm glad that, that weren't promoted so far, which is Chris Christie, who I know is a globalist. There's some people are talking about the idea that Jeb Bush or somebody might be involved. That's not going to happen. I'm concerned that we want to make sure that we don't have people like Michael Bolton, who's a devil, who's involved with the United Nations, that he doesn't get in any position of power in the Trump government. And I'm also concerned that some of the solutions that Trump is going to do may not be correct. Now, I think he's dealing with the immigration issue and the exportation of violent criminals, either to their home country or put them in prison here. But I'm concerned that the health care approach that Trump is making is not going to solve the problem. And I put together a plan and a PowerPoint that I'm sending to Roger Stone and also to Bart Goldberg, who's actually the co-chair and founder of the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, that'll get directly under Trump's nose, because if they don't deal with evil things in healthcare, and remember, in ancient Israel, one of the very first things that God instructed Moses to set up was the Kohanim would actually not go into business. They received the tithes from all the other nations, all the other tribes within Israel, to make sure that the Kohanim would not go into farming or metallurgy or doing anything other kind of business. They were the high priests. They would go into the Holy of Holies if they draw straws from the 24 families. They would also supply the public health services of public health officers. And they were also the physicians and also the condemners of homes if they were covered with mold. And you never paid the doctor. That was part of the tithe. You certainly didn't have pre-existing condition exclusions. I want to see a system that moves back toward patient-centered and godly health care. The current system is evil. And it doesn't matter, by the way, there's different levels of evil. The system in Canada, which I've also experienced, is very evil. I know that that their policies in place were prematurely and inadvertently and purposefully determined to euthanize a lot of people, including my parents, who could have otherwise probably survived if they had more advanced care, which I know is possible. I know that they push abortion like crazy in socialist countries like France and Canada, and it's an ungodly system that basically it doesn't want to innovate or conquer disease or death. It actually is basically what I call a pre-embalming healthcare system. So right now we're in a kind of like a holding pattern coming out of Obama, which actually was systematically, evilly destroying our economy and our culture and our Christian roots for America. Thank God the Hildebeest was destroyed, because this is probably the most evil candidate in modern history running for the major office. What do you see the major topics that we're looking at now? Because one of the things that I'm concerned about is that now that Trump is there, one of the interesting side effects that concerns me is that he's moving very quickly to the idea that maybe in collaboration with Israel and Russia, they may be able to come to a dialectic to get an ultimate peace treaty in Israel. And that concerns me, because the abomination with desolation, which is going to be set up, may come in like a storm and look like it's a peaceful thing, but it says in the book of Hosea and the book of Acts that when they shall say peace and security, then destruction shall come upon them suddenly. And although everyone is very positive about Donald Trump, and I am too, I voted for him, I'm very concerned that we have to keep him in constant prayer that he doesn't deviate or do something that's ungodly, which means it's not under the will of God, that could cause great destruction.
Yes, absolutely. When you talk about peace and safety, Bill, this applies very particularly right now to the United States.
Right.
There are forces who want to bring America down, and they will use Trump as a scapegoat.
Right.
And they're getting ready, and they're practicing for it now.
Right. In fact, I think several things that I think are almost certainly on the agenda. Number one, we have George Soros meeting. He has a home in New York State. Read this last week, trying to create literally a dialectic of extreme violence, including a Twitter flood of death threats against Donald Trump. But also, more importantly, they want to have American terrorism. There's enough homegrown terrorists. They're actually American citizens here, 9.7 million Muslims. They're not using metadata or going in and monitoring all these mosques properly, which they should have during Obama. In fact, Obama actually scrubbed the FBI voter rolls and information on suspect terrorists that are actually homegrown, like Anwar al-Awlaki, who's an engineer from New Mexico, who actually had, you know, these are not necessarily uneducated, but highly educated American Muslims. And we also have now this massive flow of Muslims coming into America under Obama. Hillary was going to increase it 550%. And she even said privately, we can't vet these people, but I'm going to bring it anyway because I want them to kill Americans. And they want terrorism. They want to have martial law. And I don't think they're going to back off whether or not Trump is in there. I don't think also the international bankers are going to back off from trying to pull the economy. I'm pretty certain. In fact, all my contacts behind the scenes are telling me that within a year, we're probably going to see a collapse of the world economy. And that may come in steps, but it's going to happen. And it'll happen probably after Trump's in there for a while, fixing things, and all of a sudden all hell is going to break loose. So I don't think things are going to be an easy road. I think it's going to be a very rocky, painful, and scary road. While Trump is in there trying to fix things, hopefully we're keeping him in prayer. But I don't believe, I think that depending on their response to these challenges, it may be very bad. You know, for example, stabilizing peace in the Middle East may bring about the kinds of changes and a false peace that could actually bring about the tribulation. I think we need to be very cautious.
Yes, that is absolutely true. As far as the economy goes, I think in the short term we're going to see the American dollar continue to climb, particularly
the dollar's actually gone up to the highest value in 14 years. So yes. Temporarily it's going up like a rocket, along with the stock market. But remember now, structurally, we talked about this on Wednesday with Harley Schlanger. Although these things are happening, structurally behind the scenes, the economy is far weaker. It's actually more likely to explode than to continue going up because it's all speculative. The speculative economy is going up, but the real economy is collapsing.
Yes, that is right. Compared with the rest of the world, the American dollar is going right up. And as we see Europe collapse, this is going to help the American dollar because people are going to be transferring assets into the USA, both in dollars and real estate. And then we're going to see the continuation of the collapse in Asia, and that's going to add also to the strength of the American economy. This will be very short-lived. The influx of funds, the influx of credit is going to be very short-lived because America's turn follows, and that will be in the next few months, I believe, maybe 6 months, maybe less, maybe more. But we're going to see it in any case, and I do believe that even before that, we have to be on the lookout in the next few months until Trump officially takes over. There are going to be attempts to sabotage him even getting into power, and let's not be closing our eyes to that possibility.
One of the things that I see, the circumstances in the economy that are going to bring out a cashless system, and the basis for that cashless system will be the Fed Reserve note and the U.S. dollar. People need to know that the mark of the beast is literally a mutant U.S. dollar. It's not a renminbi, it's not a yuan, it's not a South African currency, it's not a ruble, it's a U.S. dollar, which is 90% of wealth on the planet is in Federal Reserve U.S. dollar notes, either virtual dollars or physical dollars. People don't grasp that, do they? They don't see the future of the world economy, and this is post-collapse. For example, right now they're pushing the levers to collapse the Deutsche Bank, and we're not talking about $18 billion in debt. We're talking about tens of trillions of dollars in world debt, all interlocked around the world. And we see that China, the yuan, is dropping like a rock right now. And that's why Xi Jinping is making kind of bold statements about how he wants to have some kind of dialogue with America, because the Chinese economy is about to blow up. The European economy with their banks, the Deutsche Bank, largest bank in Germany, is about to blow up. currencies around the world are developing dramatically fast compared to America, which means we can't export our goods to other countries because their currencies basically are becoming valueless. And that means we have the lowest Baltic Dry Index since the Second World War. We have all these other parameters indicate the world economy is not in recession, it's in depression already.
I think that the economy is one aspect of it, Bill, and everything that we've just mentioned is absolutely true. I think we also have to look at the internal attacks in America. I don't know if we're too many people are aware, but Dearborn, Michigan, is the first city to become almost completely Muslim. That's a big city.
Yeah,
and,
it is.
In a surprise weekend vote, the vote was taken on a weekend, the City Council of Dearborn, Michigan, voted 4-3 to become the first United States city to officially implement all 100% aspects of Sharia law.
That should be against the Constitution. I can't believe that they allowed that to happen.
And you know what they're doing? They've got big road signs up. I'm reading from one of them now. Advancement of Islamic Agenda for America. Allah be praised. America, we will kill you all and nothing can do to stop it. Allah be praised. That's a public road sign across an American highway.
Now, what's amazing
America,
to me,
we will kill you all.
Do you know how they got there to Dearborn? It was actually Ford brought in these people from Iraq back a century ago to build cars. And they start bringing their relatives. Before you know it, it became a Muslim town or city. They're a good example. They try to do the same thing in some areas of Quebec, Canada, where some towns and cities became basically almost exclusively Muslim. And they want to remove even certain foods, like, for example, pork from the menu of schools. And they wanted Sharia law literally induced in Canada. And they didn't get away with it in the Canadian Constitution because, believe it or not, although the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms is younger, it's less tolerant of this kind of foolishness going on. It was before a properly constituted Supreme Court wouldn't allow it. So I think under Trump administration, they're going to reverse this and there's going to be conflict.
There's going to be conflict, you can be sure. And as I've mentioned already, and I've got this on my DVDs, Muslims already coming in, a lot of young men who are already now in the United States are preparing weapons in their basements of their houses as they come in. These people are getting ready. They're not going to mess around. They're not putting all this effort in for nothing. They're planning definitely 100% an internal collapse of America under Muslim threat.
Well, you know what? You're in for a big shock. How many Americans do you think are gun-toting? 94 million. 23 million veterans. 378 million guns. And about something like 500 million, a billion ammunition bullets. If these idiots think that they're going to take on America, every army on the planet couldn't take on the United States citizenry combined. What's going to happen if they start violence on that on any level, they're going to, number one, be shoved into civil detention camps and disarmed. And if they start violence against the public, we will form a citizen's army and we will execute them all.
Now, Bill, let's not be so sure of that.
I live in Marinetown, North County of San Diego, and I can tell you from the Marines I know and the military personnel, these people have no idea what America will do to them if they start taking us on.
What you say may well have a lot of truth in it, but you only have to look at Europe. The police, the powerful police, thousands of police are afraid of the Muslims that are rising up.
We're not afraid of them here in America. Americans are quite different than anybody else. Canadians are pretty tough, too, but they're more soft-spoken, but they're armed to the teeth. Because I worked in both countries. I worked in British Columbia and Nova Scotia, and I can tell you, Canadians are really no different, and they're a little bit more polite than Americans, but they're just as armed to the teeth and just as ready to take on these characters.
Yes,
they're not like Europeans. We're not like Europeans. People need to know that.
Let me say this: there are none fiercer than the German police, and the German police come in a huge mob of police to round them up, and within a few minutes the police are turning around and fleeing in their cars.
It's all a matter of numbers. It's also tactics too. For example, the toughest people that I know are not even the military or the police here; except for Special Forces and the Marines, it's the Native peoples. And you know how many Native peoples are in North America? Something like 8 or 10 million, at least, just in Canada. And many times more than that in America. And if you think the Native reserves are going to put up with this foolishness, it's like, no way. I have friends that are part Native and police in Ontario, Canada. One house set for us, Case McHugh and his wife, who had a daughter with Down syndrome. His house set for 5 years in a home we had in the Ontario-Quebec border. And if even the Canadian government is terrified of them, you know, the Mohawk and the Akwesasne, if anybody, including these Muslims, ever thought they could take on the Native peoples, they're crazy. It's not, you know, it's a different world here, you know.
Yes, anyway,
it's totally different than Europe. I mean, I remember back in Nova Scotia, I was asking one of my patients, I said, how many guns do you have? They had about 48 guns. I said, oh my gosh. They had everything from fully automatic to anti-aircraft guns. And I said, what do you do for the weekend? We made 50,000 rounds of bullets. Okay, that is in rural Nova Scotia, about 30 miles outside of Halifax, by the International Airport. That's where I practice. It's not France or Germany. The citizenry are armed to the teeth and quite capable.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years. Since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
seriously concerned about is that we don't want people to be deceived by Donald Trump, that if there is a sort of new deal, if you want to call it, to set up the economy, that we don't get deceived into a peace treaty that actually is the groundwork for the mark of the beast or a new financial arrangement where America literally is prescient over the planet, because they are. In fact, you can see just after the election, everybody kind of literally scurrying to literally kiss Donald Trump's butt, legally and otherwise and geopolitically, including Xi Jinping from China, and even Justin Trudeau from Canada is terrified that now they're going to renegotiate, and he's literally begging him to renegotiate on whatever terms he wants for the NAFTA and North American Free Trade Agreement. So I'm concerned that the new one power may be misabused and lay groundwork for America to be the prescient nation to force the financial system, which we later will mutate into the mark of the beast down the road. And I'm worried that the military arrangements we're going to set up will actually set and stage things that we didn't expect that could lay dead groundwork for the battles of Armageddon and a thermonuclear, biological, and chemical and scalar war. So you get some very untoward consequences if you don't stay on target with what God wants. And we need to stay in constant prayer and not make assumptions that because we got Trump in there that it's going to be perfect. It's not. It's going to require a lot of prayer and a lot of surveillance and a lot of feedback to these characters that certain individuals are not going to be acceptable, like Mr. Bolton, who's a maniac, and other people can be acceptable if we watch their every move they make.
Well, Bill, I've been saying all along that it mattered not whether Trump win or Hillary Clinton won. The final result, the final outcomes are going to be the same. Now,
yeah,
Trump,
we might have an issue, though, which is like Jonah. We don't want to be Jonah, where we might have a generation of grace occur before judgment, where because America has repented and prayed a lot, that Trump becomes a grace to give America a generation of time to realign and for the church to grow and for the full gospel to be preached not only across America but the world. Because I don't think the full gospel of Jesus has been preached.
Yeah, you're right. And we're praying the same, that the winds, as the Bible calls them, the winds of trouble will not be released until God's people are sealed.
It's my guess that we're actually many years away from that.
How many we've got, because I believe the final movements are going to be very rapid, Bill.
Oh, I know it's going to be rapid, but I'll tell you why I say that, because God is merciful, and I see the church is dead. It's dead everywhere. It's not as dead in America as it is in Europe. Europe is really dead. They only keep the buildings alive. The Christians here and evangelicals, 81% voted for Donald Trump, but only 16% voted for the Hildebeest, the witch from the West, who went to these child snuff ceremonies and their little underage children pedophilia rings, okay, which is pretty damned evil. So I believe we've been given a period of grace. Now, we have to understand it could be 10, 20 years, 30, 40 years from now when all hell breaks loose, when cyber technology and drones and robots and everything are literally running rampant, and where a lot of evil technology is literally being foisted on us and on the whole world. But I believe that we've been given a period of grace if we stay vigilant, if we make sure we maintain prayer coverage over Trump. But I don't think that by any means the church is alive enough that the gospel has been preached. Overall, that's why, for example, Roe versus Wade and the abortion stuff hasn't been put to rest years ago. It's because, by and large, the church is distracted. It is irrelevant in many cases, and it's not preaching the gospel. So God's got to wake us up and shock us hard enough that we actually start to come back to him, so we have a period of grace and a period of restoration. And then if we fall away like Nineveh did after a generation where the king repented in sackcloth and ashes and stopped, then all hell is going to break loose. So, yeah, I think you're right. That it doesn't mean we're forever going to be okay, but I think God's giving grace to save his people and to save as much as could be saved before all hell breaks loose. Jonathan, let's continue this discussion next Wednesday, the 23rd, because we only did half a show today. We'll rebroadcast this again on Friday and on Tuesday, and we'll be back on Wednesday the 23rd, and we'll continue it. How's that?
Okay, Bill.
God bless everyone out there. Keep praying for Donald Trump. I call him Trumpet. Keep praying for America and the world that we repent and God's judgment doesn't need to ever fall, because God is merciful.
can handle the truth.